I died there. I saw a old man in the dream in 1957. But I don't know he was Sri. I don't know whether. I don't know he was Sri Ramana Maharshi. I don't know. A old man came to me in my dream, but I don't know he was Ramana Maharshi. In 1959, after 6 months, in 1957, I sat in my native place in Jinnar, West Godavari. I sat in the library and was reading the Hindu newspaper. I saw an advertisement. Ten great people of India. 10 great sons of India. I saw an advertisement in the Hindu. Each pamphlet was only 4 anas at that time. Each pamphlet. I read the 10 Mahatmas. I read the names of 10 Mahatmas. I saw the advertisement in the Hindu. I came to seventh name, Sri Ramana Maharshi. When I read the name, I was thrilled. The whole body, I was thrilled. Shiver. I read the other names also. But I got shivering when I read the name of Sri Ramana Maharshi. Some feeling came to my heart. Then I wrote a letter to the advertisement house. He sent me 4 Mahatmas, the biographies, short biographies. Lakmana Tilak, Sri Ramana Maharshi, and Mahatma Gandhi, and someone named Gokula. Bergat Gokula, Gokula, Vishnu Gokula. The wonder is, I saw a photograph in the 4 anas pamphlet, Ramana Maharshi. The same photo, the same body came into my dream 6 months before. The same photo. I read the pamphlet. I read it in short biography in the pamphlet. Ramana Maharshi, short biography in the pamphlet. First I got a book named Self-Realization. I wrote to Ramana Ashram. I don't know the first Ramana Ashram. See, Ramalacharan, Tiruvannamalai, is South India, and some details are in the pamphlet. This is short biography also, Ramana short biography. Then I added a book named Self-Realization, written by B.V. Narasimha Swami. He is a great advocate. And one of the best leaders of India, political leaders of India. First biography, Ramana Maharshi, first biography. Before that, there is no biography about Ramana Maharshi in any language. Approximately 9th century, B.V. Narasimha Swami took a very much interest in writing Ramana Jain. He gathered some information about Bhagavan and his life and his life. He wrote a Bhagavan's biography in the name of self-realization. I read the first book, self-realization. Then I came to know his biography, Ramana's biography. I got much interest in the technique of spiritual teaching. His teaching is not objective. It is not a relative knowledge, it is subjective. Bhagavan's teaching is entirely subjective, not objective. By reading his books, he may get glimpses of objectless awareness.
Objectless awareness by reading his books?
Objectless awareness, without some glimpses. I was greatly influenced by his teaching and by his life also. Life and teaching, I was greatly influenced. First time, in 1959, January, in the month of January, I went to Ramanathapuram, Tirumanamalam. First time. I stayed for 3 days in Ramanathapuram. After I came, to native village from Tirumanamalai. I have worked very hard since then to spread the teaching of Sri Ramana Maharshi. I toured the approximately 10 districts in Rayalaseema, Telangana, and Andhra districts also. I dedicated my life. His influence is there, but I have no truth of religion, glimpses of religion. But his influence is there. He caught me, in Swami. From 1959 and I'm touring towards the Andhra Pradesh. And gave many speeches about his teachings and life. Gave many teachings in Telugu. I was an orator also in Telugu language. I was not a speaker, I was an orator in Telugu language. In approximately in 82, in 1982, I went to Tirumanamalai. Every year I used to go to Tirumanamalai and got charged. mountain also attracted me. Mountain also. Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva in the mountain form. Yeah, mountain also attracted me. Not more than Maharshi. Maharshi attracted me so much. Mountain also, there is some attraction towards the mountain.
Definitely.
I went so many times to Giri Pradakshina, not much at that time. I went so many times to Giri Pradakshina. Giri Pradakshina also influenced me, Giri Pradakshina. Bhagavan once said, what is superior to Giri Pradakshina? What is superior to Giri Pradakshina? In 1972, then I was sleeping in Modi guest house. Modi guest house rooms. Modi guest house compound. In the Modi guest house compound, one of the rooms I was sleeping.
1972,
Nandaru? 82. 82. 82.
84.
I cannot say it is a waking state or a dream state. I cannot say it is a waking state
or a dream state.
Or dream state. I got glimpses of it.
Why in the Morvi cluster?
In the year 1982.
1982.
I cannot say specifically whether it is dream or something.
What was that experience like?
There is some nerve between the heart and brain. It is unseen. There is some nerve.
Yes.
Very subtle. Very, very subtle. We cannot photograph it. Very, very subtle. There is a nerve from heart and
to the brain.
Brain. Sahasrara. Sahasrara. In there, it is semi-conscious. Neither I cannot say whether it is dream or waking state. The semi-conscious. Suddenly, the nerve was open. Immediately, unlimited bliss came to the nerve, to the chakra, from heart. Unlimited bliss, endless bliss came to, through the nerves, came to the sahasrara, to the brain, separate bliss. Before that time, I never experienced such a kind of bliss. It is not dependent, it is not dependent.
Independent.
It is independent. Perhaps the incident has happened by the grace of Bhagavan. By the grace of Bhagavan. From that time I got a different life. Devotees used to see me. Some difference is in my life. Some difference is in my life. To see many devotees, what I felt is, I enjoyed great bliss. not another. I felt the bliss and at least to terminate it. To a damn that place. You are hearing me?
Sure.
I went to 2 times, London and Gulf countries also. A Londoner used to call me Chaila Bhagwan. Not Mamagaru. They wrote so many poems also about me in London. In London. I gave 5 or 6 speeches in English in London and retreat places also. A writer came to me, dinner, a writer came to me. He met me in Kirivanavali, a writer, an English writer. He wrote a book, a search.
Sacred is it?
Not secret, only sacred. Paul Brunton wrote secret. This writer wrote a sacred, not secret, only a sacred. He wrote some of the saints of India in that book. He wrote approximately 20 pages about me also in the book. Sacred India. Travels through Sacred India. The book's name is Travels Through
Sacred India.
You want to read it, you may read it. He wrote about Kerala.
Yeah.
The book name is Travels Through Sacred India, Kerala and Kiri Sarva.